Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Arachin and Parakei Mishtabez Mishta Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel. Shishi B'zecher Find Yerziva Kohagon B'Karav Mamish. Now the first Mishnah in the Parak, the previous Mishnah, we discussed not Arachin, rather somebody who is donating a person's weight to the Beis Hamikdash and how that's cheshbined out, specifically when a person donates the weight of a hand. So now we're going to have something similar. Mishnah Beis tells us Demei Yadi Olai. Let's say a person promises that he's going to give the value of his hand, not the weight of his hand, but the value, how much it's worth. How do we decide how much a person's hand is worth? So Shaman Isai, we evaluate him as if he would be an Evid sold in the marketplace. Kamu Shava Biyad, how much he would be worth with a hand. Kamu Shava Beloyad, how much he would be worth without a hand. And that difference is how much his hand is worth, and that's what he gives the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Zechayim Benadarim Barachin, this is a chomer that we find by regular neder over Erech, because if a person says Erech Yadi Olai, he doesn't have to give any money, because there's no such thing as an Erech of a hand. But when a person says, I'm going to give the value of my hand, that's just a regular neder, so he does have to give the value of his hand. The Mishnah continues, Zechayim Barachin Benadarim Ketzad, where's the chomer we find by Erechin over Nadarim? So that's how Omer Erechi Olai Vameis. If a person says that he's going to give his own Erech and then he dies, Yitnu Ayarshin, so his Yarshim have to give that money, because since he has a set value that's given in the Torah says how much his fellow is worth. We don't need him to actually be here in order to decide how much he's worth. We already know how much he's worth, and therefore, even though he died, it doesn't make a difference. His Yarshim have to pay that for him. However, if a person says Domai Olai Vameis, he says he's going to give his own value, not Erech, but how much he's worth in the slave market, and then he dies, Lo Yitnu Ayarshim, his Yarshim don't have to give anything, because somebody who's dead doesn't have a value. Now, let's say a person said, Erech Yadi Ve'erech Ragli Olai, the Erech of my hand and Erech of my foot are on me. So, Lo Yimer Kumi didn't say anything because a hand and foot don't have an Erech. However, if he says, Erech Raishi Ve'erech Kvedi Olai, the Erech of my head or the Erech of my liver is on me, so Nisan Erech Kulai, he would have to give his entire Erech. And why is that? Because Zalkal is the rule. Davar Shana Shama Tuluya Bai, Nisan Erech Kulai. If he says, Erech of a body part, then Shama is Tolu in it, which means if he was missing that body part, he would be dead. So then he's basically saying that he's going to give his entire Erech, and that's what he has to do. But if he just says his hand or foot, well, if a person's missing their hand or foot, they could still live, and therefore that's not considered an Erech at all. On to Mishnah Gimel, similar cases. Let's say a person says, Chatzi Erkei Olai, half of my Erech is on me. So now he says, Chatzi Erkei, he has to give half of his Erech, because he's basically saying, I'm taking my entire Erech, however much that is, and I'm just cutting it in half and donating it. So that's what he has to do. However, if he says, Erech Chatzi Olai, I'm going to give Erech of half of me, so nice and Erech Kulai, he has to give Erech of his entire body. That's because we said in the previous Mishnah, if we're going to take half of the person's body, well, that's Dover Shana Shama Teluya Bai. If he's missing half of his body, obviously he's dead. So he's basically saying, I'm giving my entire Erech. Similarly, let's say a person says, Chatzi Domi Olai, I'm going to give half of my value on the slave market, so nice and Chatzi Domov, he has to give half of his value. Whereas if he says, Demei Chatzi Olai, then the value of half of me is something I have to give, nice and Demei Kulai, he has to give the entire value. And once again, Zakal, this is the rule, says Mishnah, Dover Shana Shama Teluya Bai, nice and Demei Kulai. If the lashon that he's using has to do with a part of his body that his neshama is talian, so he has to give the entire thing, and that's the same by erech or just by a regular neder. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Dalon Hey with more situations. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.